Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that. I have enough of that wisdom. Hallelujah. I know what is truth. Because it makes one free. The immense of Yah makes him free to obey him. And I'm free to do that. I'm absolutely free. There's no spirit of divination here to bring you into bondage. Makes you free here. He says, so they teach custom because we are Romans. And the multitude, they cum, they rose up together against them. You've never done that, have you? You never rose up against the man of Yah and find someone to rise up, cum with you. He began to talk despairingly against him, speaking against dignities. You speak of things you know not and you ought not. So they rose up against the men of Yah, and the magistrate, they ripped their clothes and commanded them to be beaten. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison and commanded that they be kept by the jailers. Is this not a prophecy of what Yah said would happen to Yisrael? Because we speak a custom or language that is not familiar with the Romans. For we declare all things in the name of Yahshua. We keep the Torah of Yah, and the living Torah in our hearts, by the power of this Emet, this truth of Yah, which is revealed in Yahshua, and we have the testimony of Yahshua. We overcome by the Dabar, the word of Yah, the Torah of Yah, and by the testimony, the living blood of Yahshua. That's how you're not going to come and overcome any other way. Your crying is not going to get you over, brothers and sisters. You're going to overcome the way the word of Yah says. And that is how Shaul and Silas overcame, because they stood in the standards of the truth of Almighty Yah. When the door of Babel is opened, it is because there is such a form of idolatry, it cannot even be reckoned. It even grieved the love of Yah. And this nation and its forms of Christianity, how many forms are in this nation? So many. 6,000 just of Christianity. This nation has some of the most electrifying Buddhist temples, Mormon whorehouses in the world. And they build them in every part of this nation. She is the gate to the gods, freedom of religion. Yah said, don't even allow that spirit to come in to Jerusalem. Cast them out. When a man comes into that city on the Shabbat, then he must strip himself, bare himself, and make himself naked, because we will not allow him to bring this strange doctrine and this strange form of teaching to cause the people to forget my name. That's why the message must be declared. And the first tenet is that we must Yahweh. We must fear Yah. We must fear Yahweh. That's why he commands us that his word is the way it is. He's not going to speak to you in dreams. He's going to speak to you by Yahshua. And Yahshua has given us a clear understanding of the living power of the Torah of Yahweh. He means what he says. And the reason we cannot prosper in the Ruach or in the power of the might of Yahshua, because we don't obey him. That's why we are falling. We are stumbling. It is the truth. Hallelujah. Don't back down. I will never do that. Even when I'm old, I won't do that. Hallelujah. You can't give enough here to make me do that. Well, I give 500 every 2 weeks. That doesn't make this place. You think 500 keep this place going? That doesn't mean nothing. I give 200, 250 every week. Come on, brother. Just you think that your 200 will circumvent anything if you didn't give that? You're not even silly. You're not even silly. Hallelujah. It will stop nothing. Hallelujah. It will not prevent anything from going forth. We shall eat and we shall rejoice and we shall celebrate the festivity of Yah with great abundance. It ain't going to stop one thing. Nothing. Nothing. You literally think you're 250 or 300? Sustain this? Foolish. For Yah sustained Israel
will live in manna. They say, what is this? So that's why we ask the question, what is this? You give me this to eat? Yeah. Well, it's the body of Yahshua. He gives us that to eat. And you must eat. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by some other words. Kul, every word. And his Torah is the life of his bosom, Yahshua. We must live by every word. Every word that comes from the love of Yah, from his inward parts. We must. For the Melach declared in the midst of Hashem, I am. This everlasting message. That we must fear Yah. We must kabod, honor him. For the hour has come that his mishpat, judgment upon Babel, upon Babel, upon the nation, that city, Babel, and upon the spirit that predominates in Babel. When our minds are confused from what Yah instructs us, the Torah, his mitzvah are simple. They are simple. It is not some kind of encumbrance type of readings or rendition or way of life to live. It is simple. And the reason he made them simple, because he knew he was dealing with a simple people. We don't grasp things very well, do we? We do not. And the reason we don't grasp, because of our own ability to rise up. We allow ourselves to rise up to kum, our minds to rise up, we cannot hear. It's almost like a little retarded child. And I use that expression when they rise up against their parents, or the parent tells them something. They become, you can see the hardness in the expression. They cannot even hear what the parent tells them. I mean, do that. No, no, but daddy. That's how they respond. And that's what this nation and those that are of Israel, they have done. They have rose up, they have kum against Yah, because his word is like a fire. And they say to him, Yah, don't tell me that. Speak to me nicely. Tell me my son is a fine boy. He's not fine. Tell me my daughter, she's sweet. She's not sweet. Tell me you're going to save. I'm not going to save the Jezebel. When a man or a woman put their hand to the plow and they turn their back, they're not fit for the kingdom of Almighty Yah. They're not fit. You're not putting your hand to this plow and then rise up kum against Yah and think you're going to be fit for the kingdom. Oh, hell cannot save you. Hallelujah. That's why he has elected the remnant of the Zira, the seed of the elect woman. Just a small fragment of the whole is not many. And that's the truth. Let no one beguile you. Benny Hinn has not seen anyone turn to Yah. He's seen the power of his divination to raise millions. Or Robert, Benny Hinn, Kenny Hagin, T.D. Jakes, in 1 or 2 years they raised billions of dollars. They raised what the GNP of nations do not have. That's what they do. And they fly around in opulent lifestyle and they dine in what they call the most sophisticated places. Eating rat tails and everything. Hog meats. Everything that is unclean. Now, they have used the power of sorcery over the minds of the women. And it happened in the beginning when a woman will not submit. Hear me, daughters. I don't care what you all think. It does not make you less than the man, but you must submit unto the authoritative Torah of Yah. The woman must submit to the man. The man is the head of woman. I don't care if there was 50 women here, one man. I'd steal the hat. It doesn't make you lay in bed with them,
But you instruct them in the principles, the ordinance, and the Torah of Yah. That's why every man must be strong. That's why every man must learn how to bear the weight. In case there is a cataclysm, mayhem, they can stand in the might of Yah and lead the Torahs of Kisayan. Weak man cannot do it. He cannot. You know how you sisters are. You overtake a man. Just your voice and your emotions. Truth, yeah. Hallelujah. She's not a woman unless she submits. The spirit of a Jezebel. This nation, she has a stature of liberty, doesn't she? This effeminate woman spirit. Because that's what she is. But she will not submit unto the authority or the headship of anyone or any government or any constitution. You see, what a Jezebel always do is try to impose on others. Do this, this the right thing. Like Mr. Bush is in the nation on that continent of Kenneth. I'll say it that way. On that dark continent, he's going there to tell the people to you share the power. And they don't share it here. So this is the mandate. This is what I want you to do. Miss Condoleezza Rice told that woman, Bhutta, you go back to Pakistan, Musharraf, you'll share the power. And those radical, damn twisted minds of the Islamic will not allow that. They're not going to allow a woman to move from the place that they believe their book says she ought to reside in. This nation is wicked. In our minds, we had never heard why all of a sudden, I'm going to preach this, brothers and sisters. September 11, we had never heard of a bin Laden. 3 days after, they knew exactly who the persons were. They knew exactly where bin Laden was. And they raised up this spirit of Horam to destroy our nation. That even they gave power and constitution to the Taliban. That freak of a man, the Reaganites. They raised this dog up like he's a god. He is their god. He's a dog burst out of hell. Nobody knew about bin Laden. Nobody knew about him. Nobody. Red Nation, you didn't even know where Afghanistan was and still probably can't find it. Never heard of Kazakhstan. Uzbekistan. They have the oil. See, not that you hurt not the oil or the wheat. Don't hurt the oil or the wine. They have the oil. They have the oil. And they want to run a pipeline from those countries out to the Indian Ocean, whereby they say the oil flows, and these mobiles and these shells, these rich dogs, birthed out of hell, will oppress the people. That's why Israel must come out of her. It blessed my life more than anything. Brothers and sisters, I could probably, and I know I could live very sumptuously, just Sister Robinson and me. But it blessed my life more than anything that we as a people, a small group, can help and bless one another. There's nothing any greater than that. There's nothing more profound than that. Nothing. There's no greater love than that, that he will lay down his life for his friend. He will lay down his life for his friend. Hallelujah. There's no greater love. That's great love. He didn't say that. No greater love than a man will lay down his life for a son or daughter. But no greater love. This is the great love that one will lay down his life for a friend. That's what the word of Yah says. That's why he tells you to love your neighbor as yourself. He loved your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. This preacher's going to make it plain. You holler, that's all right. Hallelujah. So we need men that will stand with us, fire in their bellies. And it must burn. You got to be sober.
can be any folly or jocularity. Hallelujah. I don't need to talk about David Roberts. I use him as an example to show you what little he possesses. I'd rather be with the people of Yah. I'd rather suffer. I'm not suffering at all. Hallelujah. I don't suffer being with the people of Yah. Not one bit. I take great delight in it. Hallelujah. What they do wrong, tell me you're wrong. Tell me what you're doing. Lies and deception and greeds. Hallelujah. It's amazing how people will take more excitement with the wicked. And they can sit down and enjoy them. Well, that's my mama. Well, Yah says, who is my mother? Yeshua. Who is my brother? Who is my sister? They that hear Yah's word and do His will. The same is. They that do not do the will of Yah, that is not my brother, my sister. That's just the fact of the matter. I have no problem with that. You may have a problem with it, but I have no problem with it. I know my brothers. I know my sisters. They hear what Yah says. They do the will of Yah. Hallelujah. I have opportunity to do tov unto all men, but especially they are the house of Yisrael. Especially they. I love that about Elder Bynum. He always talk about, I love Yisrael. And he loved Yisrael even more profoundly. Since Yah has blessed him to meet us and us to meet him, I can sense that. He said, Pastor Roberts, I love Yisrael. And the man means it. His words are not empty words. And it blesses me to hear brothers talk like that. Talk like that. We are by nature selfish. That's why Yah has to break us down. And so this powerful message must be declared unto the kingdoms of the world that Yeshua, the power of Yah must be established. And that power is the living persona of Yeshua dwelling among Israel. I want to read something from the book, as Bishop would say. Hallelujah. We'll read from the book. It says in Gilead, Revelation 14 and 8. It says this. It says, and there followed another miracle, saying, Babylon, Babel, is fallen. Calls her a great city, because she made all nations to drink of the wine of her wrath, her fornication, her zonan, her adulterous wicked ways. Now that's what this nation does. She caused all to drink from her adulterous, her form of idolatry and God worship. That removes the people, their minds, and the generation that come away from the simplicity of the lifestyles that they once lived. Having food and raiment, they were content. And now it creates this sensation of lust and greed, whereby it cannot be satisfied. And they are so drunken by their lust and their greed, they are never contented. That's what the spirit of a whore does. She never brings about contentment. Never. Yah's not content with this whore. Israel is a whore. She's a backslidden Jezebel. We can sense that among ourselves. Our deeds and our actions. The things we do. And how we respond to Yah. The spirit of this whore, it is vile. It is unclean. And it is not of Almighty Yah. For Babel, she has fallen. And the destruction of her power, the destruction of America's power is gone. She has no power. Babel, that land of Iraq, it has no power at all. None whatsoever. You understand, brothers and sisters, that this nation was key in raising up Mr. Saddam. Do you not understand this? It supported all the tyranny of the world. It supported all the dictators of the world. Every kind of corrupt government, this nation has been an arm, a strength to the nation, that they may open the door for this fornicating, adulterous spirit. You watch women that dress like women, they begin to dress like sluts and whores.
You watch women that dress like young women, they begin to dress like Jezebel. You watch nations whereby the promiscuity was not even, and the young girls began to have babies. And the dogs of this fornicating nation, these educated, sophisticated dogs of hell, they go to Indonesia, the Philippines, and Jamaica, and Barbados, to have their lust satisfied upon children, little ones. And you mamas dress them like hoes and harlots. You impart that in them. I don't give a knickers what the rat's tongue, what children think. I don't care what they feel about me. I don't care. You know, you notice I say to all, I don't go to children. I don't make them come to me. For what? You think I'm going to take time to make a little knucklehead kid come to me? Oh, they would eventually come. No. They will know that, Pastor Robert, they will know that, yeah, he's the man. Not them. You will never, I don't care what child has been born, if you've never seen me, just, no, they'll come. I say, you don't have to bring them to me. They cry. Don't worry about that. I don't have no problem with that. That's the truth. Hallelujah. I will not condescend. You understand? That's the way we are. Well, Pastor Robert, you said this. Every time I look up, you just fuss. And I know, yeah, that's what he did. He says words like a fire, like a hammer. Hallelujah. That's what he said, didn't he? Like a fire. Like a hammer. So the destruction of this whore, this Babylon system, this monarch system. And a monarch is one that controls the subjects. America controls you. It makes you buy, makes you spend, makes you give your children your wealth of your mind over unto it. Say what you will, but that's what she does. She demands and commands that. Nothing you can do unless you have the mind of Yeshua. You cannot even train your children in that mind unless you have that mind. Come on, brothers and sisters. If you are a whore, if a man is a drunkard whore, his wife is full of whoredom, what choice does the child possess but to emulate what they see and hear? If you are a fool, if you do not have the Torah, if you do not love the Torah of Yah, then what can you teach them but a hatred for the Torah? Tell me. You can't teach them the Ahava of the Torah. So the mind of you parents, you will import or cause that to fill the void of a little child who has no mind to think or to discern. That's why Yah, being our Abba, he said, let the mind, just let it. I'm not going to force it in you. Just let the mind of Yeshua, let it. Let that mind be in you, as it was in Yeshua. Well, when I began to please me, began to love me with everything you got. Love me above all things. Whether you're naked or full, love me. Whether you have much or little, love me. That's what he wants. Hallelujah. That's why this message must be declared. It is a warning unto Israel. Because the thing that you trust in is going to fall. I look at the stock market every day. I kind of keep abreast of it. And I say, let it crumble, y'all. I don't care what Mr. Bernanke says. He's cutting the interest rate every 2 or 3 weeks. You understand what that is when they cut that rate or the prime lending rate? It is what a bank loan in another bank. That's what that is based upon. Say, Wachovia loan Bank of America, $100 million at 3%. That's how they do it. For how long? For 60 days? For 30 days? For a day? That's how they do it, brothers and sisters. That's how they do it. The bank in Singapore made loan the bank in Wachovia $100 million tonight. Well, when the bank's over tonight, they may loan that during the night. Well, it's closed there where the bank's Wachovia is open today. So Wachovia take that $100 million and makes $130 million. So it pays the Bank of Singapore $105 million back the next day. That's how they do it. So that's how banks loan money. That's what the prime. And so what they're saying, we're trying to lower this so the banks will loan more money. People will have more money that they will spend. That they will spend. That's how this whore is always, her desire is always based upon spending. What she can spend. This is a nation of whoredom and gods. It is a nation that has been birthed by the gods of darkness. And Israel,
The only way, listen, my friends, you're going to see the light, you must have the Torah. You must have the Torah of light. Let everything else for you to live is HaMashiach. And can I tell you, it is certain. I know this is, I'm going to die. We're going to die. And the remembrance of you will long be forgotten. Hallelujah. How many do you even think when you walk past that little grave to look at the condition? See, I looked at one of the graves. I said, we got to fix this up. Even little jail. How many of you even think about that? That's not, that even cross your mind. You all can sit and say, this is hypocrites. You don't even think about that. That's not a day go by that my mind doesn't even think. And I know what he has done. I remind his children of him. Their avat. I remind that son and tell him often he was a fine man that loved me, would have died for me. You got a long way to go to become the kind of man your daddy was. But I want him to be that kind of man. I want him to be the man. I will tell my brothers, their father, their avat, did not leave them a heritage of putrid. He left them a heritage of an standard. Didn't have no money. Thank Yah, I didn't have any. He gave you something greater than money. He didn't leave your daughter a heritage of whoredom. He left you a standard. All you know about that man is how he lived. A simple life that as he come to the knowledge of the truth, he obeyed that. Enough that you can say. He left you that. Your daddy laid down something for you. He didn't lay down the spirit of the world that your mother and all of them have gone to. He didn't lay that down. Superman. He didn't lay that down for you. He laid down a standard that he loved you enough to lay down his life. And he gave his life because he believed to leave you something. At the sound that for this damn wicked world to hell with him. I say it. We don't even think like that. He calls a little child to raise up out of the bosom and the breast of his mother. Hallelujah. Not knowing anything but what she's heard in her little mind shaping. But yet there was confidence there to believe it. And no pain. There's no pain to the death of the Siddiqah. Hallelujah. 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 And cause even among us the babe to hold fast the integrity of Yah. We sit here with hypocrisy. I can't stop preaching like this because we need to be bathed. We need to go around to the fuller's house. We need the fuller soap. I know all things work for the tough. Everything he's done is right. He didn't make no wrong decision. Everything he did was right. Everything. I don't care what the weak ones may think. Nothing bad, nothing wrong happened. Everything happened according to his direction, his mandate, and his plan. He did it. Hallelujah. Don't ever charge y'all foolish. He did it. And he's right all the time. Can I read this before I go, Father? You got the flu back there? You got the flu. Let me read a little bit of this. You know, they trust in everything but Yah, don't they? It says here, flu shot doesn't protect the folk from the virus. Yeah? But they're selling them, the rich pharmac is getting wealthy on this, billions of dollars. It says this, Atlanta, the flu season is getting worse. And the U.S. health officials say it is partly because of the flu vaccine doesn't protect. They tell you the old folks and the babies need it, don't they? They're pausing them. That little child, her temperature 101 degrees, because she letting you know, Mama, I'm sick. But Yah has put something in me, a defense. And these things trying to overtake me, Mama. You don't get fearful. So my temperature's rising. Why? Because this is the way that Yah made this old body to fight it off. It's going to kill it. It's going to consume it. Yeah, that's the truth. Hallelujah. So it doesn't even work. And yet you can tell people this. You think they will believe that? Well, But that's what the physician, this is what the Center of Disease Control Center telling us. That's ignorant, isn't it? That's not even ignorant. It's selling you the state of South Carolina for $500 and you believe you own the state. That's what they're selling you. They're buying a pig in the poke, as they would say. Haven't seen the pig. Bag looks big. The man says a big pig. And they buy it. There was a con game that, let me tell you this, that when I was growing up, the men used to play this, but they were greedy people. Only a greedy person get taken in a con game. Man, that's why you never get taken. Never. And so what they would do, they would have a television and say, look, I got 25 of these. Open up a box. Here's one. And they would let the man open up a box. He'd look at the television and say, woo, how many you got, 25? I take them all. I tell you what, give me $150 of television. You take all of them. Well, in the other box, they would just have bricks. Make it seem like they're heavy. That's what they would do. Well, the greedy man thinking he's getting over. And these were businessmen. He's going to buy them $125. He's going to sell them for $400, $500. So he's going to make a major profit. And then they will only have that one television. When they began to open the boxes, with nothing there but bricks and metal. Nothing. Greed. And that's what this overzealous nation has done to us. It has sold us a false bill of health and security. And that's what a Jezebel does. She tells the man, I comfort you, I soothe you, I make you happy. She's not happy. That's what this religious whore does to the people of this nation. She's not happy. Those in Christianity, they're not happy. It's a false illusion. It's not. Hallelujah. I know I would not have made it keep going that way, kept that path. I know that. Because the doctrine is weak. It's soft. Sure it is. He has brought us to the right path. Hallelujah. This monarchy, this government, this power is coming down. Judgment upon Babel. And everything you have trusted in, you have hoped in, you better hope in Yahshua. You can't hope in no Lord and no God and no Jesus, Jesus. You better hope in Yahshua. I don't care what cousins, aunts, uncles are doing. You better have your hope in your way. I don't care what direction they take. You take the right path. I don't care how they ostracize and turn against you and speak. You do what is right before Yah. Do not make your bow, your fellowship with the wicked, because you will be scarred. You will have the same stench as they have. I will not make provisions. I don't even do that for myself. And my wife knows I love her. I don't even do that for her. They can handle it the way I get on you at times. Hallelujah. But it does produce a quietness. Just be quiet. Don't worry about nothing. Hallelujah. See, that's love there. That's love. That's love. That's real love. Not this trash happened the other day. This cheap candy. This bunch of trash. What a ripoff. I've never been a part of it. Never done that. Even a heathen, I didn't do that. Nothing but a scheme. Hallelujah. Let me move just a little farther, all right? Wisdom is principle, brothers and sisters. But we must get understanding. We must have the binah of Yah. And that is the revealed power of His truth. That it brings about the strength of His fruit in our lives. We must have that. Without that, then we're going to be a miserable people. You don't have the truth, you're miserable. That's why many are miserable. They don't have the truth. Because they have nothing to hope for. I have everything. Mahamashiach. To hope for. That's all I need. Yahshua means all to me. That's all I need. So Yochanan saw this Melech and he says that she has made all nations to drink from her wrath. And Babel is fallen because the judgment is upon her. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah. I want to read this quickly. Yeshaya 14 verse 4. He says, then shall you take up a mishli, a proverb against the king of Babel, and say, how has the oppressor, the Nagas, ceased?
Is this not an oppressing, a nation of oppression? That this nation does not oppress the people. It oppresses every nation. It oppresses the people. How is it that the oppressor has seized the golden city Caesar? America presses the people with her taxes. She demands. She exacts from us. She takes our taxes. She takes your land. There are people that have lost their land because they missed 3 cents on the tax bill. The people that have lost their land because they missed $1. It was $49, they said $48. They said you owe a dollar. And it goes up for tax auction. And that is the truth. One of the most hurtful things I read, this old woman, she lost her land because she didn't add the $2.30. And when those boys go buy the land, we have them around here. When they buy the land, believe me, they buy it. And once they get it, there's nothing you can do. Hallelujah. We ran into that problem with this house up here. Man had bought it. Tax delinquent. The lawyer did not do the right work. When I walked in his office, he knew that I meant business. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, I know you're a beater. That's what he said. He said, I was scared ass. I said, you're not going to do the people that way. We have paid you, man. You better take care of that. The man said, I want $40,000 for it. I wasn't going to give him one nickel. That's what this house here. He said, I want $40,000. That's what I'll take for it. It's not even worth $25,000. But there are people that lose their houses and their land because they don't know. They lose it. And that's what this oppressor does. An oppressor calls the mind of one not to fully develop. If you take an animal and you beat that animal all the time from a puppy, and every time the animal see you, it gets scared and just begins to shiver and shake. You think the mind of that little beast has developed right? And so that's what this nation does. It oppresses us that we never develop the mind of Yeshua. That's the power. That's what Pavel does. Cause the mind to be stressed. Everyone is stressed out today. Their bills, their children, their homes, how they eat, how they do this, their jobs, taxes. That's what it does. That's the nature of Bavel. That's why Yah is going to bring his mishpatim upon this war. It causes families to become dysfunctional because of her oppression and her strength. She's demanding, and that's what an oppressor does. Demands, commands, put pressure. They're tyrants, they're lords. We see what's taking place in this market today. People bought those homes with what they call arms. It's an adjustable mortgage rate. It adjusts after so they put them in there. The woman we bought this house from, Miss Joyce, she moved across the road over here. Payment was $400. It went up to what even her monthly income could not cover. One woman, her house payment was $600-$700. It went up to $1,400. And they put this false delusion upon people. And they think they have something. And they have nothing. I said to a man right here, he doesn't even come. You all may remember. His name is Paul. I said, you're an ignorant man. He didn't like that. I want to sell my house and give an offering. I said, I don't want no offering here from you. That's what I told him. Don't need it. I said, but it's an ignorant man. How much you expect to make out of the house? Well, I'll make $5,000 or $6,000. I said, don't you understand the mathematics of that? That's dumb. I said, give the house back to them. And that same house payment you make a month, you put it in the bank. And at the end of the year, you have $15,000 plus. I say, within 5 years, you're going to sell the house in 5 years. Are you going to make $67,000, $70,000 out of the sale of the house? He's going to make $5,000 or $6,000. I say, man, to me, that's wise to give them the house back. Buy your little cheap piece of land. Pull your something out there just to live. And then you put that same house payment in the bank. And at the end of 5 years, you're going to have $60,000 to $70,000. With interest, you're going to have more than that. I say, man, that makes sense, doesn't it? I said, it doesn't even take a rocket science to realize that the way you're going is ignorant. Well, of course, he rose up because he was a little small man, small in his maturity, small in his physical size, and he rose up and he... You're still ignorant. I hope he hears this, and he's still ignorant. Hallelujah. He may sneak and listen to me every now and then. This may be one of the chances. Is that not ignorant? Come on, my brothers and sisters. You invest $1,200-$1,300 a month. For 5 years, and at the end, you're going to have 5,000, 6,000. Doesn't it make sense to give it back? Put that 1,300 in the bank. Even if you put 1,000, you have 12,000 each year. 5 years, you got what? 60 grand. I said, that's what you do, man. But because of his pompous pride, he couldn't hear that. Will you go off? You talk. You do. He was weak. He couldn't handle that. Hallelujah. So this nation is one that oppresses. To make one have this delusion to actually think they have something and they really have nothing. They're not the possessors of anything. It's a delusion. It's false. They possess nothing. Hallelujah. They wanted this piece of land today. They can take this from us. Eminent domain. They take it. We want to put a Walmart here. We want to put a massive chicken factory here. It's going to create taxes for Jefferson. They can take it tomorrow. That's the truth. And they would give what they call market value. Some of these mobile homes are worth $800. That's what they would give us. Hallelujah. Is it going to happen? Ah, for they wandered in dens and caves. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. But the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. Creplo Dollar, you're a lying dog. Ben Hinn, your lying dog. Yeshua was not rich. Though he was rich, he became poor. You're a lying child of hell. He didn't even have a place to lay his head. You're a dog, Ben Hinn. You're a dog, Creflo. T.D. Jakes, you're a fat, hog, lying dog. And I said that way because that's what these dogs are. They shut the name of Yah from the people. You got these little pipsqueaks all around with these whole houses that resonate the same thing that they say. I want to say what Yahshua says. Hallelujah. He says your kingdom. He said that Babel, you oppress the golden city. Yahweh has broken the staff of the wicked. And the shebet, the scepter of the ruler. He who smote the people. And I know this is a metaphor of Shatan. But this is the nature of Babel. He who smote the people in wrath with a continuous stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger. Can we not see that today? Can we not see that America ruled the nations? She rules the nations. Babel, the power of Babel, has always ruled the nations. And that's what she does. She ruled the nations. She influenced. Her culture is there. Her pornography, her wickedness. That's her scepter, her wickedness. He said, the staff of wickedness. And your scepter, that's what her staff is, it's wickedness. Everything that she rules your sons and your daughters by, it is a wicked power that rules them. Television and radios, the rappers, the music. That's what rules today, doesn't it? Come on, my brothers and sisters, don't get weary in well doing. Hallelujah, I'm not weary. I'm preaching. All you got to do is sit there and listen and just hear it. Train yourself to hear. Hallelujah. Work with yourself to be attentive unto Yah. Train, discipline yourself. Hallelujah. That's why when I pray, when I come here to pray, I stay on my knees for the 1 hour regardless. I just stay on my knees. You have to train yourself to do that. You get down there a little while, your knees start to hurt. Well, that's all right. So we must train ourselves. We have to train our minds. How do we train? We have to prepare for the military battle. So we got the training from the most powerful manual on military spiritual warfare. That's this book. So the scepter of America is one of wickedness. That's what it is. It is a rasha. It is a wickedness that they are guilty. They are guilty. She's a guilty, defiant nation. And everything she teach and train us in. It is to defy Yah. You smote the people with a continuous stroke. He that rule the nations in anger is persecuted and none hinder. None
calls for the restraints upon America. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth in the singing. And when this whore goes down, the nations are going to break forth in singing. When America falls, the nations are going to break forth. She have colonized, stole, robbed from the people to make a fat, lazy people here. That's why we cannot be a partaker of her wickedness. Come out. Don't practice what she practices. Don't do the things she does. Don't give your money to her for her to consume it upon her lust. When a man got $100 billion, you wonder why he wants more. A nation with a budget that is so tremendous, how do you pay it? She must oppress the people. She must rob from the people. She must do that to keep up her military machine there in Iraq. And it's for one purpose. It's for the neocons and the Zionists and those that want to make money. That's all it's about, brothers and sisters. That's what it's about. For those that are rich to get richer. For those that motivate and elevate men to put them in power. No vote is going to put Clinton in power or Obama. Mr. McCain is not going to power. It is the powers that be. And their man seem like today is Mr. Obama. They want him in there because they're going to change the clarion of this nation here. You understand? They're going to give you a false serenity of there's a great promise here. And that's a lie from hell. It's a false illusion. The wicked shall do wicked. Why? Because they don't understand the judgment of Yah. He's going to bring the fire of his words, the fire of his mishpatim, the judgment upon this Jezebel, the sluttiest whore that's ever been upon the face of the earth. He's going to bring it down. You better cover yourself with the dam of Yeshua. Hallelujah. You better cover yourself there. Wash yourself. You better cover your mind. And you better save yourself. You better save yourself. You better save yourself. My friends, I love you. Now, if I'm your friend, I cannot be a friend of the world, right? If a man is a friend of the world, he's what? He's an enemy of Yah. So if your daddy, your mama are worldly people, your sons, your daughter, and they're your friends, you're an enemy of Yah. Put it any way you want to. Well, that's my mama. She's a Jezebel. She despises Yah. You can sit down and laugh and have comfort with her. But what about the daughters of Tizayan? You can sit with her all day when they come to the door. You don't even want to be around them. You know you're twisted. You're not even twisted. You're a fool. Come on, man. Come on, you're that weak. Come on. Rise up. Hallelujah. Let your daddy act like you know what he is. And kiss your son. Not me. I don't care if he left you $100 million. I'll let him keep it. Let him kiss your son. Come on. I'm not afraid. You know what that man is. You know what he is. Everybody can see that. Feminine homosexual. No, I let him touch my son. That's right. Your whorish daughters and your... That's right. I want him to kiss my son. Hold my son and kiss him. And he kissing another man. You all twisted as hell. You allow me to do that. I wouldn't allow him. Hallelujah. May Yah barak y'all. I'm going to stop there today. Hallelujah. May He strengthen Yisrael. You are friends that are listening. May Yah barak y'all. Pastor Robert's a little forced for today. I know it. I get that way. Hallelujah. Man that finds a wife in this hour, he's shown enough. He's got him something tremendous. Hard to find one. Hallelujah. That's why a man, he prays and he waits on Yah. He just don't want a bed partner. You can find them all day long. Hallelujah. Why, if you want to make yourself a wife, you understand, young daughter? Make yourself beautiful. It ain't having your lips painted like some Fruit Loop paint board. But your beauty is the essence of your inwardness that flows. So when he looks at you, he says, I'm a blessed man. That's why Boaz, he said, whatever it takes to get Ruth, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. I know she got someone in line that's supposed to have her first.
But he ain't got enough. Hallelujah. I know the devil should have had us, shouldn't he? But Yahshua said, I'll pay the price. And oh, Boaz. Boaz said, you're virtuous. Oprah, she began to think about the world and flaunting her thing and shaking, twisting her hips. And so she said, Mama Naomi, I love you, honey. But give me a kiss. I don't want to leave, but I'll be back. She never came back. Hallelujah. Ruth shows that commitment unto Yah. Ah, that's so beautiful. Hallelujah. So we volunteer for Yah today. What to do what he commands. That's may Yah barak you. May strengthen you, Israel. May he cause the light of Yahshua to shine upon you. Bless you all that are listening. May he cause the light of his Hamashiach to fill your life. Come on, Brother Pastor Yola. And let's sing unto Yah. Bless you all that are listening. May Yah strengthen you all and may cause his fatness to fill your love as we rejoice in Yahshua. Hallelujah. To Yah be the honor in Yahshua's name. Bless you all. This is for you that are listening as we close this day, Brother Micah, Sister Michaelah. We bless you all. Thank you kindly for all your tremendous gifts. But the roads there in Texas, bless you, my brother. Yah barak you. Shalom, Yisrael. Hallelujah. 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 Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. For we come to declare the name of Yahshua the Lamb and the power of Izabah Yahweh. For while he was in the world, he kept them in Yahweh's name. And he went unto the Abba. So we declare the only name, no other name, no substitutes, the name of Yahweh and the power of his Hamashiach. In all things we do, Barak Yomariya. Bless Israel today. Strengthen, I pray, and cause the light of your Torah and the revelation of Yahshua to shine from the Levim of all Israel. Bless the hearers today and those that gather and join with us on the live stream. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. We trust you for the Teshua, Yahshua's name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.